Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi meets today with President Bush. It's Berlusconi's first official visit to the United States. Italy has expressed willingness to offer troops, including ground forces, to aid the U.S.-led anti-terror coalition. But Berlusconi has been widely criticized for controversial statements about Islam and passage of legislation that could hamper international cooperation against terrorism. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports.
On a visit to Berlin 3 weeks ago, Silvio Berlusconi lectured reporters on the superiority of Western civilization to Islam. Scratchy audio excerpts of his remarks are posted on the internet.
We must not put the two civilizations on the same level. The conquest we have made, our free institution, our love of freedom, which is the greatest good we have, these are not the heritage of other civilizations such as the Islamic civilization.
The remarks outraged the Muslim world and caused consternation among Italy's European Union allies, who were urging Islamic countries to join the U.S.-led coalition. Berlusconi said he was misunderstood, that his words were taken out of context. He then met ambassadors from Muslim countries to try to explain himself, and he told an Arab newspaper the phrases had been made up by left-wing journalists in an attempt to discredit him. While the Islam controversy captured the international spotlight, the government pushed through parliament legislation the opposition claims was custom-made to resolve the prime minister's own judicial problems. Berlusconi is a defendant in several cases in which he faces bribery and corruption charges, cases that depend heavily on foreign financial documents. The new law will make it difficult for Italian prosecutors to use evidence gathered abroad for domestic criminal cases. The measure is retroactive, and opponents say it would not only benefit the prime minister, but could also hamper cross-border cooperation in mafia and money laundering investigations and an ongoing probe against the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. James Walston, professor of political science at the American University in Rome, says this law runs counter to Italy's commitment to fight international crime.
So I would presume that either the president or members of his administration will be asking Berlusconi what he means by this and how he can square his most recent laws with his words saying that he's fully behind the fight against terrorism. There's a contradiction.
Berlusconi scored another victory when Parliament recently approved a bill that decriminalizes false accounting in business. It will probably cause the annulment of 3 accounting fraud cases pending against the Prime Minister. In addition, Berlusconi, who owns a vast media empire, has also recently presented a plan to resolve his conflict of interest. According to the plan, the speakers of the two chambers of parliament, who both happen to be members of Berlusconi's coalition, would appoint a 3-member panel to monitor all government decisions for potential conflict of interest. James Walston.
No government, I think, has worked quite as quickly as him to get a number of laws through, which are very precisely aimed at looking after the Prime Minister's interests.
Berlusconi has come under harsh criticism in the European media. At a press conference in Brussels last week, he was besieged by questions about his government lineup, which includes post-fascists and the separatist Northern League, and about his personal and political credibility. Berlusconi hit back, accusing the press of conspiring against him.
There has been a great deal of distortion and disinformation, and behind it all is a lobby of lies, which evidently knows how to operate and which is echoed by the domestic and international media.
Over the last half century, Italy has been one of the United States' most loyal allies. Analysts say Berlusconi hopes to get a warmer reception in Washington than he has thus far received at European Union headquarters in Brussels. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.